Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, it's Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast, and I've got a fun one today. We're going to talk about how couples should approach their finances separately or together. And as an advisor, it would seem, from my perspective, that the answer is together, right? That would always be the appropriate way to go about doing this. But sharing finances can be difficult for some couples. When they come together, they take stock of those aspects of their life that they want to share, and some that they might not want to share, or at least not want to share that much. And people can have very different experiences and values about money. Some are savers, some are not. Some aren't bothered by debt, and others are. If you think of couples that are having children, one parent may be interested and want to help out with paying with college a lot more than the other one, who may not want to pay that much. Definitely can have different ideas about how to invest their funds as well. And this, at least from what I would gather in my experience, sometimes for relationships that might develop later in life, people also have their own advisors that they use, and they may want to keep using them. When I got married, we had to work out whose insurance person we were going to work with. So there are some big picture ideas, like the ones I just mentioned, but there can also be some day-to-day challenges about managing money. Cash flow differences. Are you going to have shared checking and savings accounts or credit cards? Or are you going to break those out? And those are going to be entirely separate, different cards, different checking accounts. And will each partner share where the money's going? Like, where's it being spent? Do we need to know what the other person's doing? And how about income? How are we going to evaluate that in the context of how we spend our time? Who's going to make what? Is it going to change over time? As you can see, these matters could get complicated and create tension in relationships. And they can also affect financial plan as well. So what do I think? Well, I'm an advisor, and it would be easy for me to say that I definitely think it would be better for couples to share their finances absolutely as much as possible. The more you can plan together, the better your plan will be. And when we run plans for our clients, it does get a bit unwieldy if each partner wants to have their own plan or approach. But if they're going to live together forever, why wouldn't they have the same plan? I mean, it would make sense, of course, except in those cases, in those relationships where it doesn't. Because for some couples, running their finances separately works perfectly fine. And how can this be? Well, they're just different than other people. They're not like you. They have their own view on things, but it's better for them. And if they agree on that, then running separate finances is definitely the right thing to do. Got another question for you. A couple of them, same idea. If you're in a relationship, marriage, partnership, whatever, but it is expected to be long-term, do you sleep in the same bed as your partner? Or another one, how often do you say, I love you, to your partner? Now, am I ever going to ask anybody those questions? Now, in these questions, it's their own business, right? And however they approach these issues, if it's good for them and it helps maintain the relationship, then it's the right thing to do. So if you want to manage your finances in a relationship on your own and your partner is on board with that, and there's some separation on these financial issues, if it works for you, then you're doing it the right way.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.